You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Aboriginal group protecting Arnhem Turtles set to represent Northern Territory on national stage. Senior Nationals Minister David Littleproud backs calls for tougher penalties on protesters who disrupt traffic. And tensions continue in Hong Kong amid anti-China protests. Dimuru Aboriginal Corporation, an Aboriginal environmental group safeguarding the vast northeast Arnhem Land marine wildlife from plastic debris, is set to represent the Northern Territory on a national stage. Last week, Dimuru Aboriginal Corporation won the Virgin Coast Care title at the Northern Territory Land Care Awards. Established by Yolngu landowners in northeast Arnhem Land, Dimuru Aboriginal Corporation look after 70 kilometres of beaches tarnished by marine debris within their indigenous protected area. An important nesting habitat for marine turtles and internationally significant breeding populations of bridled and rosette terns, the once pristine coastline is being inundated with some of the highest densities of rubbish in the world. Luke Playford, project facilitator for Dimuru Aboriginal Corporation, said the Yolngu people are at the front line of the international marine debris problem. Dimuru and its rangers are on the ground facing a tide of plastic pollution from foreign sources that threatens to destroy the cultural, natural and tourism values of the Arnhem Coast. The Newcastle All Blacks have been knocked out of the 49th New South Wales Aboriginal Rugby League knockout after losing to the Cougars 10-12 in round 2 on Sunday. Day 3 saw the men's teams compete in rounds 2, 3 and 4, battling it out to do their communities proud at the finals day, which is today. After what was a promising defeat in Round 1 on Saturday against the Toomelah Tigers, where NAB took out the game in an impressive 42-0 win, there were high hopes that the defending knockout champions would make it all the way through to the final. In national news, Senior Nationals Minister David Littleproud has backed calls to impose tougher penalties on protesters who disrupt traffic. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton suggested protesters who disrupted traffic during a series of climate protests in Brisbane should have welfare cut and be publicly shamed. Mr. Littleproud told the ABC the government wouldn't have to threaten harsher penalties if state governments stepped up.
Everyone wants a cause these days. They become angry and, you know, they impose their will on the Australian people. What this should be is about respect. And when they don't, we've got to call them out. We did that with those animal activists that impinged on the rights of farming families, and we passed legislation. But a lot of this comes back to the states. We wouldn't have to do the heavy lifting if the states got in there and imposed higher penalties for these activists so that the magistrates have nowhere to go but to slip into them.
Australia's High Commissioner to Britain, Alexander Downer, has been criticised for telling a European audience that migrants in Australia are living a Bantustan-style life. The comments, which reference the segregated black settlements of apartheid South Africa, came in a speech to a Hungarian migration summit in March, which went unnoticed in Australia at the time. Critics of Mr. Downer are accusing the former foreign minister of normalizing hatred. In the speech, Mr. Downer also stresses migrants need to learn English in order to better integrate.
We want them to be able to work. We want them to be able to participate fully in the activities of our country and not to have them go off and live in separate communities and live a kind of Bantustan-style life totally separate from the rest of the mainstream of Australia.
Mr. Downer also criticised refugees he says are undermining Australia's immigration system by demanding permanent settlement rather than temporary protection. And overseas, anti-China marches in Hong Kong have ended in rioting, with attacks on government offices, a train station and businesses with ties to mainland China. Several people have been injured. Police used water cannons, tear gas and batons, reportedly removing masks from demonstrators they arrested. Tens of thousands of protesters had turned out in the rain, spurred to act by a ban on wearing masks at rallies. The controversial ban was upheld by the High Court yesterday. Dennis Kok, a pro-democracy politician, says the ban could have major constitutional implications.
If the chief executive can use the emergency powers in this way, there is nothing stopping her from using it to do other things, such as prolonging the detention time and to contravene the fundamental human rights and freedom of the Hong Kong people, or even suspend elections.
Protesters face a maximum of 1 year in jail for breaking the mask ban. Police made their first arrests under the new rules, detaining scores of people. A second whistleblower has come forward in the impeachment case against United States President Donald Trump. The whistleblower's lawyer, Mark Zaitz, says the second official, also from the U.S. intelligence community, has been interviewed by the inspector general. Mr. Zaid also represents the first whistleblower who filed a complaint involving a July phone call Mr. Trump held with Ukraine's president, in which he asked him to investigate Democratic rival former Vice President Joe Biden. No details have been released about the second whistleblower's claims. Mr. Trump has repeatedly rejected the original complaint. And back home, parts of New South Wales will face severe fire danger, and heat records could be broken during a hot, dry and windy day across the state. Severe fire danger ratings and total fire bans are in place for the far north coast, Greater Hunter, Northern Slopes, New England and northwestern New South Wales, with the rating very high in the central ranges. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has told the ABC warm and windy conditions were likely to extend into Tuesday.
Effectively, the northeastern corner of New South Wales will be in total fire ban. High temperatures up into the high 30s, as high as 39 degrees, and some really strong westerly and northwesterly winds gusting up to 65 kilometres an hour.
And there are fire warnings in Queensland as well, with hot, dry and windy conditions forecast for coming days. The Bureau of Meteorology says temperatures in Queensland will rise above monthly averages by 10 to 12 degrees. It is said fire conditions in southeast Queensland will be worse than those leading to devastating bushfires in September last year. And to sport, the Sydney Roosters have become the first team since 1993 to win back-to-back premierships. The Roosters beat the Canberra Raiders 14-8 in the Raiders' first grand final in 25 years, with James Tedesco scoring the match winner in the 72nd minute. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, 27, Adelaide, shower 2, 18, Melbourne, showers increasing, 18, Hobart, a shower 2, 17, Albury, Wodonga, cloudy day, 14, Canberra, mostly sunny, 23, Wollongong, becoming cloudy, 22, Sydney, becoming cloudy as well, and top of 23, Newcastle, mostly sunny, 27, Brisbane, hot and mostly sunny, 34, Townsville, partly cloudy, 26, Cairns, a partly cloudy day, 31, Alice Springs, a sunny day, 25. Darwin, sunny as well, and a top of 33. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly cloudy day, and a top of 26. And that is NITV Radio News.
More stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.